This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the pitch is lined into right, coming on Marsh. He makes a sliding catch, and that's the ball game. And that's a three-game sweep for the Phillies over the Toronto Blue Jays as the Phillies win 5 out of 6 on this homestand. And once again, what a difference a week can make as the Phillies sweep the Jays with an 11-4 win today.
Yeah, Scott said it well. What a difference a week makes. I think we were in full-blown panic last Monday. And now we're fully bumped back in.
Everyone but Hugh.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I don't panic.
Level-headed Douglas over here. Mm. Well, the rest of us. Why don't you ever help us out then?
I try to calm y'all down, but y'all don't want to hear. Y'all want to call me mean and hurtful names and yell and scream at me and stuff, but I'll be trying to help y'all.
You know what? Shut up.
See, there you have it right there.
All right, 215-592-9494. Philly sweep the Blue Jays. Are you fully buying back in? So we have a poll question up at WIP Midday Show today. Should Joe Giglio officially buy fully back in to the Phillies? We're close to 50-50, early split on this one. It's 53% no, basically people saying stay away. Don't bring your energy. 47% say, yeah, come on back, fully
come
in.
Come on in.
How much of that is people just on the Phillies in general, but how much of that is
me?
Like, just Joe.
Yeah,
like, get out of here.
Well, it's almost like you put up my name in any of the polls and they're just going to vote the other way. It doesn't even matter what is said. I'm considering fully buying back in. It's a great weekend for the Phillies. There was no question. A sweep. The pitching was great. And the Ranger Suarez day continues to be, Hugh, of all the things that have happened in a positive direction this season, the Ranger one is not one I anticipated. He didn't pitch well down the stretch last season, right? He was hurt again to start the year. We didn't even know what his best role was, right? We debated bullpen starting, trading him. I mean, all this kind of stuff. And he had his first start was against Arizona about 5 weeks ago. And that one wasn't good, right? He came back, he had like 6 or 7 runs. It was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I think if you look at his numbers since, if you take off his first start and look at every start since, his ERA has to be like 2 or maybe less than that. He's been unbelievable, and I didn't see this coming. I didn't think he'd be this good this season.
I had a feeling he might.
Because, I told you so, Douglas.
Well, because, Joe, you're talking about a contract year.
Yes,
that was one of
yes.
the main reasons why I kept telling you that he probably is not going to go in the bullpen because he's trying to maximize his dollars, and as we progress through this season, and, you know, he was a little banged up and everything. He has to show other teams, number one, that he can come back. He's bouncing back from this injury that he had. And he has to go out there and pitch well, regardless if he's here or somewhere else. He has to have a good showing.
Well, where would they be without him? Because, I mean, they lost Nola. And we'll get to the Nola story coming up. It sounds like the Nola absence is going to be extended. I mean, we might not see him till well after the All-Star break now with the rib issue he has. I mean, you take away Nola. They've missed that, and they've kind of just replaced Nola with Ranger Suarez, and it's been more than fun. Actually, it's probably been way better considering what they were getting out of Aaron Nola. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, can we hear from Rob Thompson? So we're all with our theories on what's going on, right? Up and down, fully buying back in, not quite there with the Phillies. The Bryce thing, he goes out, they struggle, now they're hot. But maybe there's more to the story of this season, and maybe it has to do with a bamboo plant. Here's Topper on a story about a plant that was in his office, and then it was taken out, and they started losing, and now it's back. Here's Topper explaining.
Kevin Long's wife was in here. And this is, let me get the date right. The day before the Milwaukee series. And she said, let me take that home, get it some sunlight, and bring it back to... And so then, so we played Milwaukee with, it was out of the room, played Milwaukee. Then where do we go? Toronto, Pittsburgh. So the last day in Pittsburgh, and what was our record during that time? One and five
on that trip, and then 1-5 on that homestand.
And the Milwaukee series. So the last day in Pittsburgh, Kalon called Marcy, and he said, you better get that damn thing back in Thompson's office.
All right, so I did the math that Topper was asking for there. Hugh, they went 1-8 without the bamboo plant in Topper's office, and now they're 5-1 with the bamboo plant back.
So he's a little superstitious.
Well, would you buy it?
I mean, there has to be something to it. There was a little bit of superstition when I played. I like to do some of the same things every weekend. So, I mean, there's something to that, especially if you believe it. So, yeah, I give you that.
Kyle, where do you come down on the bamboo plant record? 1-8 with it gone. It's back 5-1.
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
I mean, you can't lie. They don't lie. Well, here's my thing now. Do they just keep the bamboo plant there the rest of the season? But what if it starts to wilt again?
That's part of the problem, right? Hold on. Because when you watch the video, Topper's office looks like it's in a cave.
Most managers' offices look like a dim-lit closet.
The best thing they can do is give that man some sunlight. And that way we can keep this bamboo plant alive.
Do you want a window in Topper's office?
I think it's for the betterment of the team.
Okay. I mean, I'm not against your idea. I just thought that might be an off-season project. I'm not sure if they could just construct a window in there.
We can't wait until the off-season. We have a World Series.
This is part of why I'm not fully, totally bought back in. Topper doesn't have a window in his office. That plant's going to wilt.
Well, it all depends. Like, you could get one of those... They have those lights where you can manufacture the light.
Oh, like fake sun.
Fake sunlight. Yeah, I can't remember what they call it. UV light? Not UV lights. That's the opposite. But they have those. I've seen them.
Well, it works on a plant, you're saying? It's for indoor plants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
You can order one?
I
order one, send it over to the Phillies here.
Well, I know where you could, well.
What do you got?
None.
What do you mean nothing?
They have plants that mimic sunlight. That's all I'm saying.
So can we order Topper one?
I don't know how much they cost. I got to find out. Okay. I got to ask a friend of mine.
So the Phillies can afford it. Did they?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah. But it's a whole process.
Okay, it's a whole process. All right, 215-592-9949 for Justin in Yonkers is up. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, you got it, Justin.
First and foremost, that was just a perfect weekend. You couldn't draw it up any better. The sweep was great, and then watching the Mets get swept at home was awesome. And I live in New York now, so I've been saying it for a while. I think those Mets pitchers have been pitching so far above their head, and I think they're coming back to earth. And on top of that, their best pitcher, Senga, who I actually think is a really good pitcher, is now out for 5 weeks with a hamstring. So I feel pretty good that we're going to catch up to them, and it's a huge series this weekend. But I'm kind of like Hugh. Like, I've never really left. I've maintained the fact that I think they're a top five team in baseball. They're going to win between 92 and 96 games. And, I keep saying it. Like, the trade deadline is going to tell me what I think about this team. And quick shout out to Matt Kepler, too, because he's been a little underwhelming. But that's two games now where he single-handedly, with a home run in the eighth or ninth inning, kind of won you the game.
Yeah, the one in Sacramento, Miller. Yep, you're right about that. Yeah,
and on Saturday.
Yeah, Justin, I feel the same way about Kepler. Like, underwhelming is a good way to describe it. But he has had two huge clutch home runs. And those are toss-up games, right? Like, those are the games, you said 92 to 96 wins. My range was like 85, 89 to like 94. But like those games swing those games. Like, that's the difference, right, between being a 92-win team or 94, maybe winning a division. Those are huge moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, those are two games you could say we probably lose without Kepler. And I just want to throw out another. Last week I threw out Aroldis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And this week my new favorite prospect I hope we trade for is Felix Bautista, the closer for the Orioles. He's coming off Tommy John. He started the year a little rocky, but he's been lights out. And he's I remember watching him before the Tommy John. He's a dominant closer, and he's got like two more years of control. And the Orioles are going to be sellers, so I think that's who I want at this point.
So Justin, I was with you on Chapman, and I would take Bautista. I'm curious with him because his underlying numbers are way down. Like his strikeout rate is way down, his walks are way up. I think eventually he's going to be really dominant again the way he was, and maybe you trade for him now and you get a couple good years out of him. I'm not quite sure what he is, and Justin, we appreciate it. I'm not sure what he is right now off of the injury, but he's certainly a name we're going to hear about, Felix Bautista with the Phillies. All right, 215-592-9494. For Hugh, before we go any further, we got an incredible prize. I mean, I say that a lot, but this one's a biggie. So we have a pair of tickets to get see the Phillies with us. We're going out to the game on Tuesday, July 1st. Hugh and I are going to be doing the show from the park Tuesday, okay. July 1st. And then we'll meet up with you guys and watch the Phillies play the Padres, which could be a huge series with NL playoff implications. But Hugh, it's not just go to the game, get free tickets, hang out with us. You also get the fireworks show. It's Xfinity Fireworks Show Night at Citizens Bank Park, July 4th week. The date is Tuesday, July 1st. Let's play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Oh. You know, I've been getting a lot of heat lately, and you can tell, as you can tell by the way Kyle is making all those little sounds.
For the clues.
For the clues.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, some people aren't happy with the clues that I like to give for these things. I just want y'all to know, I put a lot of thought into these guesses that I have for Hugh's Clues, as Rhea shakes her head. No, I don't.
No one buys that.
I do. And Rhea, while you're listening, this is the best clue that I could possibly give you, especially in light of the weekend that we just had. This first clue is this person is a father.
I mean, come on.
Hold on a second.
As Rhea gets me the number
hold
one.
Hold on. We have Phillies tickets to give away today. This isn't a ho-hum prize.
First of all,
fireworks night. That people get
these
to come and hang out with
these
us.
These are not supposed to be easy. Okay,
so
people.
You narrowed this down to, let's say, like 1.5 billion people?
I said five. Well, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, at least you know it's a male. It's a male.
Wow, even better.
So you've cut the world population in half.
It's all right. Male. Do you want a better clue?
Yes.
Please.
That's ridiculous, a father.
Okay. It's a TV father. Mm, okay.
All right, at least there's
a television by a lot.
Okay, that's better, at least. I mean, there's not 1.5 billion TV dads.
You know what? I've gotten to the point where
it's a disaster.
I just like the initial cursing out that people do when they hear these clues.
And we have to edit it. We have to, like, censor ourselves on the air. Imagine people in their car, this bleeping guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I do it, because I know somebody's in the car like, calling me all kind of mean and hurtful names.
Yeah, and I mean, Kyle and I do it in our brains. We don't say it into the microphones, but it's true. All right, so clue number one today. Now that we got him to give
television
a real clue.
Dad. Television dad.
TV dad, and we're playing today for a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st. It's a 6:30 p.m. first pitch, fireworks night, huge game. Hugh and I will be there, hang out with everyone that wins tickets. We're giving away tickets this week.
I think that's a good clue, though.
It's better. Well, it's better.
It's not.
Well, I think it is. It's a good clue.
You know what you just did? You what set the bar so low that you then made it not that bad, and we're all like, oh, that's actually pretty good. You did that on purpose.
No, I'm saying it's a good clue.
I think
you just gotta think about it.
I think this is a lack of respect for the listeners.
It is not. Don't do that.
Just like when you took a lack of respect for the pledge. I mean,
no, I did. I took the pledge, and wholeheartedly.
You did not.
Wholeheartedly took the pledge.
No, you weren't even that worried last week when they got swept by the Pirates.
I wasn't worried, but I knew everybody else would be.
Pledge activity. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are you fully buying back in? Hugh is, but I don't even know what that means. Kyle is. He's all the way back in. And I'm considering it, but I'm not there right now. I can't come in here today after sweeping the Blue Jays, and it's a great weekend, 5 out of 6, and be like, yeah, everything else is fine. No, they are the same team they were a week ago. They're up, they're down. I feel way better today, but I can't fully buy back in until they do this for an extended period. I'm not there yet. Where do you guys come down and your chance to win a pair of Phillies tickets Tuesday, July 1st against the Padres? Alan in Glassboro is up on WIP. Hey, Alan.
Alan.
Oh, good morning, Joe, and good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Alan.
I haven't spoken with you guys since I predicted that the Eagles would win the NFC division. Do you remember that?
I kind of do now. Yeah, Alan, I do. You called it. You said the NFC championship they would win, right? Go to the Super Bowl?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
I remember it, Alan. You called it.
Yes. And, well, no need, but the Phillies are doing okay. We should not panic. Trey Turner, all-star last year. Alec Bohm, all-star last year.
He said it.
433-foot home run yesterday.
That was fun to see, Al. We don't usually see him hit the ball like that. That was cool.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And Castellano, grand slam yesterday, possibly all-star this year.
I wouldn't go that far, but maybe, sure.
Okay, maybe. But just don't give up. Don't run them out of town when they
You heard him, Joe. Don't run them
well,
out
I didn't
town.
Run anyone out of town. I'm
well,
just,
well,
you know.
All,
that's what it feels
they're
like.
They're all going to go through
that's what it feels like,
a slump sometime this year. And you have to remember, they're doing that without Bryce right now, too. They're winning
are.
Without Bryce.
Well, they, you know, by winning percentage, Alan, they've been better the last, you know, 10 days or so without Bryce than they were the 10 days before when he was there, which is kind of interesting.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. But don't be hard on Bryce,
don't
because
be
Bryce
on.
Is going to come around.
So who can I be hard on? Hugh?
No, don't be hard on Hugh.
Sometimes we need to be
I
hard
have
on
a question
you.
For Hugh.
Go ahead.
Hugh.
What you got?
Oh, what college did you attend? Can I make a stab at the college that you attended?
Sure.
Central State, Ohio?
Yes. That's why I went to school.
Okay. I wonder how I knew that.
Me too.
are you going to be in the HBCU All-Star Hall of Fame? I hope you get there.
You mean at the game? Am I going to the game?
Are you going to be inducted in the HBCU All-Star?
Yes. Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I've been in there for a couple years now.
Okay. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank
you,
sir.
I didn't know that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And one other question, Hugh. Now,
well, three more.
Just one more. Why are they so hard on Jalen Hurts?
It's a good question, Alan.
Here we go.
I don't know what criteria they were using.
My goodness.
When they have him an 11, but the man is playing well. And again, as I stated before when I called last year,
mm-hmm.
look at the offensive coordinators that he had.
And a new one again mm-hmm. this year, Alan.
Yes,
we're doing it again.
Yeah. Supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So those pundits, I'm not saying you all,
those people. Pundits, yeah, I agree, Alan. Yeah, they're
those pundits, man. Yeah.
I just don't. What criteria are they using?
I know people like Hugh ripping them all the time. I agree.
No, you don't.
Hugh's the biggest Hurts hater.
Stood up for him one time. They said somebody was trying to hate on him.
We can't have that right here, Alan. Alan, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Pair of tickets, Phillies, Padres, July 1st, a TV dad, Alan.
I don't have one. I can't. I don't have one.
You know, that's all right, Alan. Alan, Alan's got a lot of questions and have an answer. That's okay.
I liked
Alan. No, Alan should call again. He put us
definitely
on the spot.
Definitely should call again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, you realize early in the call, Alan was going to I told you so me. Because I think that's what that was. Because he was
a little bit.
Yeah, because
I felt that.
I think he called at a point where I was down on the Eagles last year, mm-hmm. probably early. And then he said they were going to win the NFC. And I don't remember exactly what the back and forth was. I'm guessing I told him he was crazy, and then they did, and they won the Super Bowl. It felt like Alan was going to I told you so me, but then he took the high road.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I mean, but if he would have told you I told you so, I mean, you know. He said he called it way back when that they were going to win the East.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
I liked Alan.
Yeah. Good call.
Want to know if you were in the Hall of Fame?
How did he not have a TV dad, though, by the way?
I don't know.
That should have been...
There's a lot of TV dads. Now, you got to get the right one.
You got to get the one that
maybe
that
we were too
I'm
hard on Hugh's Clues. I mean, stumped Alan with the first one.
Well, you got to think of one I'm thinking about.
Alan had an agenda. I mean, he had a lot of things he needed to talk about.
You know the whole agendas. Jalen Hurts thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, haters like you.
Yeah. I mean, that's people are hating. Yeah. You said people are hating.
People like you.
This is a good way to start a Monday. Yeah.
Is there really Jalen Hurts hate out there? I think we're perceiving
fair criticism. There's Jalen Hurts sensitivity.
There's that.
I'll say this. When we talk about Jalen, I think we try to be as fair and balanced as we possibly can.
Totally.
And we give an argument that validates our way of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about people as whole, and I think a lot of times you guys get lumped up into that because it's almost like when they hear if they hear one individual talk, it's the consensus that everybody at the station is like that.
Now, this morning, as top 11s are starting to be unveiled, this is top 11 week on the afternoon show, right? So we were asked by the afternoon show, as everyone who listens to WIP was asked, to submit their top 11, right?
Yes.
And I believe the criterion, you know, afternoon show will be on a tutor day to kind of work through with how they do it. But if I'm correct on this, I think 50% of the voting comes from the listener, and then 50% from the WIP staff, right? So we put them all together, and we figure out who is the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now. So we're all going to unveil our own list, like the ones we gave to Spike and Jack and Ike last week that were, you know, they asked us to submit them. So 11:30 today, we're going to submit our list.
I'm going to catch some heat for my
list. You should. Joe DeCamera this morning unveiled his list. I think that's where some of the kind of the
angst
is coming from, because this morning, Joe did not have Jalen Hurts on his top 11 current athletes in Philadelphia. So that's caused its own.
Well, it's probably because Joe's criteria is different than everybody else's. See,
well,
this is the
thing. There's got to be a baseline of criteria.
But to be fair.
Yes, see, there does.
To be
fair. If you put Jake Elliott on your list, it's stupid. I can't say it's my criteria.
But it's just the top 11 Philly athletes.
Well, it all depends on.
There's no criteria stated.
No, I know, but there has to be a baseline of. Like brain power with this, right? Like common sense.
Let me ask this question. did Elliot Short Park, did Elliot fill out a list?
He did. I believe his will be unveiled tomorrow during his hour with them on the
and
show.
And I'm curious to know if Elliot put a soccer player on his. Because you know Elliot's a big soccer fan.
Last year he put Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah, that was a joke.
It was a joke.
But
isn't he the one that's like 13 years old, 14?
Yes. I remember that he was the youngest, one of the youngest MLS.
Yeah, it's a
MLS
joke.
Yeah. But no, it's Elliot's list. Yeah. Elliot talked to us last week about getting a new kit for every day he's at training camp. Yeah. So soccer is important to Elliot.
I don't care. Kevin Sullivan, away from the list.
I'm using him as an example because Elliot's list probably has a soccer player on it, and that's because that's how he views his list.
All right, let me say it this way. I don't mind if a list has a soccer player, if there's a worthy soccer player, not a 14-year-old. I don't even think he plays every game, or he's not even a star yet. He's 14.
Yeah, but to be 14 and a professional, that's pretty impressive. That means you're pretty good,
Of course it does, and he's probably going to be a star.
That doesn't mean he's a top 11 athlete in the city.
Well, we have a Super Bowl champion team.
I hear what you're saying, But I would not be surprised if Elliott had one on his
You
list.
Know what this is? This is a preemptive strike because you know people are going to be. People know. Hugh knows
I'm
already.
I'm about to get killed for my
people
list.
Are going
to
be mad at his list. So he's throwing Elliott straight under the bus.
No, I'm not throwing Elliott under the bus. I'm trying to get people to think before they ridicule because he's going to give his list tomorrow. So I'm trying to give it, you know, make it easy for him to land because they about to kill me.
Think before they ridicule?
Yeah,
this is WIP. We don't do any of that. We just ridicule.
I'm about to get killed.
Thinking before you ridicule. We don't do that, Hugh. Stop. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Aria's going to hop in with us coming up for our first segment, 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls. Phillies tickets on the line today. The first clue, at least he narrowed it down to something more than just a dad, which was a ridiculous. I mean, this person has a child. All right, that's great. No, it's a TV dad is the first clue. Pair of tickets online at Phillies and Padres, Tuesday, July 1st, 6:30 p.m. is first pitch. Hang out with Hugh and I at the game, meet up before, and then we'll watch the Phillies and Padres. It's a big game. And then fireworks afterwards, which they don't do those very often. It's July 4th week. Tuesday, July 1st, the game we are going to. 215-592-9494. Are you fully buying back in on this Phillies team? Hugh is. Kyle is. I'm not fully there yet. I forgive them for last weekend. Great week, 5 out of 6 against the Blue Jays and Cubs. Great weekend this weekend. I'm not quite there yet. Where are you guys on the Phillies? We'll get to a lot, including... In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll unveil our list, our top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.